Government funding bill includes $7 billion for endless flood of Afghans to U.S. by John Binder on December 2, 2021. A government funding bill, negotiated by Republican and Democrat lawmakers, includes spending more than $7 billion to bring an endless flow of Afghan nationals to the United States. On Thursday, House Democrats and Representative Adam Kinzinger, Ariel, voted to fund the federal government through mid-February. The bill spends billions of dollars on President Joe Biden's massive Afghan resettlement operation, the largest in American history, which has already brought more than 70,000 Afghans to the U.S. since mid-August. The bill will spend more than $7 billion on Biden's Afghan resettlement operation and leave the door open for future waves of foreign nationals who can claim to have been impacted by the administration's Afghanistan withdrawal. Afghans and other foreign nationals are identified as individuals at risk who can take part in relocations to the U.S. as a result of the situation in Afghanistan, the bill states. The funding for Biden's Afghan resettlement operation comes even as Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has admitted that not all Afghans are being vetted through standard in-person interview procedures. "We are not conducting in-person refugee interviews of 100% individuals," Mayorkas told lawmakers last month during a hearing. Afghans are being temporarily housed across various U.S. military bases in Texas, New Jersey, Virginia, Wisconsin, Indiana, and New Mexico. From there, they are resettled across 46 states, at a rate of about 4,000 resettled every day, as non-governmental organizations, NGOs, help to secure them jobs. The federal government's funding of the resettlement operation is only one faction. As Breitbart News has reported, multinational corporations in the airline industry, pharmaceutical industry, big banks, and tech conglomerates are working closely with the Biden administration to funnel Afghans into American jobs. Facilitating much of the corporate partnership is an NGO backed by former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama and former First Ladies Hillary Clinton, Laura Bush, and Michelle Obama. That NGO is working with the Koch brothers network of donor class organizations and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce on the resettlement. Over the last 20 years, nearly a million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double the number of residents living in Miami, Florida. And it would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.